Yamunatiravanuchari Yamuna Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Mucho gracias. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya. Jashoda Nandan Brijajan Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Agacharya Stotra Sachari Shrimchalabhaya Sarnarvinda Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Agacharya Stotra Sachari Shrimchala Bhakti Siddhant Satya Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. His Khan BBT Founder Charya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namachari Shri Hridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan ki jai. Shri Shri Vrindavana Mathura Dham ki jai. Shri Shri Navdeep Dwarka Dham ki jai. Shri Dham Maya Puradham ki Yamuna Mai Ganga Mai ki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi ki Samveda Bhakta Vrinda ki Yugadharma Harinam Sankirtan ki Granthara Shrimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki Nitaya Gaur Pemanandi Nitaya Gaur Pemanandi. All glories to Sambalpati. All glories to Sambalpati. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayamarupa kadamayam jadati swapadantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guram Vaishnavam cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Vitam Sahaj. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपीका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु वैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः टुगेदर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण साय भूतलेश भक्ति विधान स्वामी नाम नमस्ते सचुदेव गौरवाणी विचार विशेष नवादी भाषा हरे कृष्णा लाउडर कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जगत गुरु शिलोपाद की डियर डिबोटीज ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम हियर इन रुक्मिणी द्वारका दिश मंदिर दिस वन डिबोटी इज ए बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर एंड माय गुरुदेव लव बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन बिकॉज दिस इज फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ एवरी वन एंड दिस डिबोटी लाइक मी वेन आई सिंग एंड देन एक्सप्लेन द भजन ही सेड आई लाइक वेरी मच So I want to please that devotee to sing one bhajan if you, all of you permit me. Is it okay? You know who is that devotee? Nobody knows, huh? So we'll pray to the lotus feet of Gaur Hari. Gauranga balite khabe pulaka shareer হরি হরি বলিতে নয়নে ভবে নীর গৌরঙ্গা বলিতে হবে ফুলক শরীর হরি হরি বলিতে নয়নে ভবে নীর আর কবে নিতায় চন্দ্র করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনা মোরে কবে তুচ্ছ হইবে আর কবে নিতায় চন্দ্র করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনা মোরে কবে তুচ্ছ হইবে বিষয়া ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মনা কবে হমাহৈরব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন বিষয়াচারি শুদ্ধ হবে মনা কবে হমা শ্রী বৃন্দাবন রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে হইবে আকুতি কবে হামা বুঝিব সেই যুগল পরীতি রূপ রঘুনাথ হইবে আকুতি কবে হামা বুঝিব সেই যুগল পরীতি রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে রাহু মুরায়াস প্রার্থনা করিয়ে সদা নরোত্তম দাস রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে রাহু মুরায়াস প্রার্থনা করিয়ে সদা নরোত্তম দাস গৌরঙ্গা বলিতে হবে फुलक शरी हरी हरी बलिते नयने भवे नीर हरी हरी बलिते नयने भवे नीर। ब्यूटीफुल सॉन्ग बाय ये महाभागवत वैष्णव शिलन रोतम ठाकुर। He's saying, and Prabhupada is giving beautiful purport to this, when that opportune moment is going to come, when by uttering the name of Gauranga, Gauranga valiti have pulaka shirir, there will be a quivering in my body. Hari hari valite nayane bhaveni, by chanting hari hari, hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. There will be tears in my eyes. Srila Prabhupada is giving the purport that one should not imitate this. Many sahajiyas imitate. If they are natural tears, good. But imitation is not good. Hari hari valite nayane bhavenir. Srila Rotam Thakur is praying when that moment is going to come. Kali Yuga, our deliverer is Gaur Hari. He is our Lord and Master. This is most merciful incarnation of Godhead. Essence of all incarnation. Then he is praying, Aar kabe nitaye chandra karuna hoive, samsara vasana more kabe tuch hoive. When will be Lord Nityananda be merciful towards me and free me from all material desire for sense enjoyment? As long as my mind wants to enjoy the senses, no hope. I am hopeless. So, Srila Narottam Thakur, Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, is teaching us that when will be Lord Nityananda be merciful towards me? And what is the mercy of Lord Nityananda? One is free from sense enjoyment. And free from all material desires for sense enjoyment. Then, Srila Narottam Thakur is saying, Vishaya chadiya kave shuddha have mana. My dear mind, when you are going to give up your engagement to sense enjoyment, you have a dirty mind, nobody to be blamed, dirty mind. When you are going to do this, Vishaya chadiya kave shuddha have mana, kave hama hedava sri Vrindavana. Then only I will be able to enter the Vrindavan, past them. Actually, if one goes to Vrindavan and commit offense, anywhere one commits offense, and not good. But when one commits offense in that dham, then they become vajralep. Then they cannot be what you call atone. Offenses in the dham cannot be atone. So one has to be careful. So he's saying, when my mind is going to be free from the lusty desire, vishaya, vishaya, lusty desire, free, vishaya, chadiya, kabe, shuddha, have, mana, my mind, you will be purified. Kabe hama heri was Sri Vrindavan. Then you will be able to enter to Vrindavan. And Vrindavan past them of Shri Radha and Krishna. Krishna with the gopis. This is very, very, what you call, confidential pastime. As long as I am full of lust, I want money, I want followers, I want women, I want to become a big orator, I want to become a big poet, any material desire, then I am not fit to enter Vrindavan. This will be very dangerous for me. So, Prabhupada gave us everything. For one so-called follower of Prabhupada says that Prabhupada gave you only ABC of bhakti. I am giving you the highest. I am giving you the gopi bhava. He's giving the gopi bhava. Unfortunate. Prabhupada has given us everything. We need not to go to anyone. But anyway, Prabhupada has warned us from these people. Black and white, without any fear, Prabhupada has written in his books. Be careful from these people. They are so-called Vaishnavas. They are in the garb of Vaishnava. They cannot help you. They cannot help my mission, which is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they can come and destroy this mission. Be careful. He warned, if I don't come to my senses, Then what is the fault of Prabhupada and Gaurhari? So, people don't know, they don't know the ABC of Krishna consciousness, but they want to enter into the Gopi Bhava. Just see. First, they haven't passed the KG and nursery. Now they want to go to the Gopi Bhava, the highest Bhava. Let me qualify first. Let me behave myself first. Let me free myself from anartha. Then I can enter the Gopi Bhava automatically. I am in a, what you call, very, very deplorable condition of mind. My mind is disturbed. But I want Gopi Bhava. I am giving you Gopi Bhava. It's not good. We have to stick to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Narottama Thakur is also warning us through he is very humble. Vaishnava, all the Vaishnavas are humble. Then he is saying, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haive Akuti Kabe Hama Bhuji Vose Yugala Pariti. I will be eager to study the literature given by Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the six Goswami, the Vrindavan. When I will be desirous, I will be very, very, what you call, desirous to read the literature given by these six Goswamis. Then I will be able to understand by the mercy of six Goswamis, Yugala Pariti, the love of Radha and Krishna, conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, love of gopis and Krishna. Then only I will be able to understand. Otherwise I will simply commit offense and glide down towards the hell. Srila Narottama Thakur ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Satutim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiriyet Nashto Praya Shubhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seveya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtati. Evam Bahu Savam Kalam Mahatmana Vichalendriya Tri Vargaupaikam Nitva Putrayadan Nirpashanam Evam Bahu Savam Kalam Mahatma Vichalendriya Trivargaupayikam Nitvati Putrayadanipashanam Evam Bahu Savam Kalam Mahatma Vichalendriya Trivargaupayikam Nitva Putrayadanipashanam. माता जी एवं दस बहु मैनी स्वम इयर्स कालम टाइम महात्मा ग्रेट सोल अविचल इंद्रिया विदाउट बीइंग डिस्टर्ब्ड बाय सेंस एजिटेशन त्रिवर्गा थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ वर्ल्डली एक्टिविटीज औपायिकम फेवरेबल फॉर एग्जीक्यूटिंग नित्वा हैविंग पास पुत्रया टू हिज सन अदात ही हैंडेड ओवर निपाशनम द रॉयल थ्रोन ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज रिपीट द सेल्फ कंट्रोल ग्रेट सोल ध्रुव महाराज thus passed many, many years favorably, executing three kinds of worldly activities, namely religiosity, economic development, and satisfaction of all material desires. Thereafter he handed over the charge of the royal throne to his son. For put by his divine grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Perfection of materialistic life is suitably attained by the process of observing religious principles. This leads automatically to successful economic development, and thus there is no difficulty in satisfying all material desires. Since Dhruva Maharaj as a king had to keep up his status quo, or it would not have been possible to rule over the people in general, he did it perfectly. But as soon as he saw that his son was grown up and could take charge of the royal throne, he immediately handed over the charge and retired from all material engagement. Dear devotees, as Srila Prabhupada is explaining here, that perfection of materialistic life is suitably attained by the process of observing religious principles. Very, very important point. If we observe the religious principles, then everything is going to be okay. Even material life is going to be wonderful. Though devotees are not interested in material life, as it is, you know, what you call, recommended by our predecessor acharyas, they were transcendentally situated. But still, if one follows the religious principles, then his life is going to be successful. So in this age of Kali, very difficult, because this is in a Satyuga. Dhruva Maharaj was in a Satyuga, different time, place and circumstances. In this age of Kali, we can only perform the devotional service. Very, very easy and simple method. To confirm this method, that this is the only method for this age of Kali, there is no other way out. Lord himself, out of his causeless mercy, on the prayers of Srila Advaita Acharya, Supreme Personality of God, our Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared and he gave this beautiful bhakti process, bhakti marg. So this path of devotion is joyfully performed, is very suitable we people of Kali Yuga. But still people of Kali Yuga are so foolish, so less in their intelligence. They try to do some other things, you know, Gyan Marg or Dhyan Yoga. or some, what do you call, Sankhya Yoga, or Hatha Yoga, this Yoga, that Yoga. Huh? But failure, only Bhakti Yoga. Prabhupada talks about the Dhyana Yoga. Many people believe, in meditation. Oh, we believe in meditation. I meditate. Prabhupada says, but you meditate. When you go in meditation, sit in meditation, either you will fall asleep, one will fall asleep, or you will think of sex life. This is the meditation. This is the meditation? Nonsense. People like to cheat others, and many people are misguided. But we are very fortunate that by the mercy of Gaur Hari, by the mercy of Pradisasra Charya, by the mercy of Panchatattva, Nityananda Dvaita Acharya Gadadhar Srinivas Thakur, that they have sent their representative just recently, not about 500 years back or 200 or 100, just recently, to whom we have seen with these eyes and saw his actions, saw his work, saw his everything, which was beyond one's imagination. Who can do what he has done in 11 years only? Started the movement in 66, and within few years, movement was spread all over the world. Is it a joke to do like this? And he wrote so many books, transcendental books. One cannot write even one, two books in his life. He wrote so many books. All the books are transcendental, which are changing the whole world. This is the mercy of Lord Gaur Hari, and he is trying to help us. Because Gaur Hari, this incarnation is such that he is worried for everyone. He is worried for we fallen people of Kali Yuga, because we are his children. We are his part and parcel. Mame evam so jeev loke jeev bhuta sanatana. So a good father is always worried for his sons. So he is not the good father, but he is more than good. Good, better, best is the best father, real father is Sri Krishna. Sarva yonishu kaunteya aham bija pradapita. I am the seed giving father of all the living entities. And he is our real well wisher, and he is trying to help us. But I am so foolish, I don't want his help. I want to enjoy. I want to make a permanent home in this temporary, miserable material world, which Ravana couldn't do, which Shishupal, Jarasan, Dantavakra couldn't do, which Kumbhakarna couldn't do, Hiranyakashipu couldn't do. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful, he took this Mother Earth down. But I am going to do, I am going to make a permanent home in this temporary situation. See, this is my gross ignorance. This is my stupidness, foolishness of my mind. That's why devotees are praying. Vishaya chhadiya kave shuddha have mana, kave hama hirava shri vindavana. When I am going to give up my engagement to sense enjoyment? When I am going to give up this, my lusty desire? When I am going to give up this stupid lusty desires? And I will be able to enter to Vrindavan. My time is passing, but I am not coming to my senses. So mercy is here. Prabhupada has appeared. And see his work. See his actions. Anybody can feel. Anybody can feel. He has stolen our hearts, you know. How he stole our heart? Because he has so much love in his heart. He was full of love for humanity. He was full of love for the jivas. And he was a true representative of Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is trying to help us, but I don't want to take his help. I want to enjoy the life. I want to have many followers. I won't name one. One of my godbrothers said that Prabhupada had about 5,000 disciples. Disciples should do double. I want 10,000 disciples. Where is he? I feel sorry for him. There is no more. He initiated many, left, right. But now nobody knows. I mean, nobody knows. Some knows what he is doing. But when I am not, I am just desirous of disciple. I am not desirous of following his instructions. I am becoming his true servant. purifying my heart. I'm not desirous of that. I want followers. I heard him with my ear from his mouth. A disciple can do the double. I do the double. It's okay. No harm. Whole world should become devotee. But double your actions also. Become good in your actions also. Don't cheat others. Behind curtain you are doing some nonsense. Telling others you are sitting on a vyasasan. Huh? This is cheating. For how long you will continue? Again that comes, you know. What is that one can fool? I have to remember this. You have to go through too quick. One can fool all of the people some of the time. Slowly. Some of the people all the time, but this is your interpretation, huh? But you cannot fool all the people all the time. Some will come to their senses. What nonsense you are doing. So, no harm. Prabhupada, he didn't want to hold anything for him. He wanted all of us to become guru. But I should qualify myself at least. I should try to behave myself. I should not only hunt for disciples. Because disciples will be there and they don't know they are innocent. They will bring me a lot of money and I will have a big Mercedes car and running here and there and enjoying the senses. Sense gratification is condemned by your predecessor acharyas. By everyone is condemned. Narottam Thakur is also condemned. So, if one is following the religious principles, one is behaving himself, Dhruva Maharaj was properly situated, so everything came, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But when she, that, keep his status quo, he did this because he was ruling his subjects, he has to keep his status quo. It would not have been possible to rule over the people in general, because people in general, after sense gratification, after this, that, so many different types of people are there, but you have to rule them, so he has to keep the status quo, and he followed the dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. But then, see, that, but as soon as he saw that his son was grown up and could take charge the royal throne, he immediately handed over the charge and retired from all material engagements. He immediately retired. It shows he was not attached. He was ruling the kingdom. He was taking care of his subjects. A matter of duty. We should do everything as a matter of duty. We don't do as a matter of duty. We become attached. Material attachment. Very dangerous. This is a great lesson to learn from the life of a great Mahabhagavad Dhruva Maharaj. You know what Prabhupada, I don't know Prabhupada said here. I have read this whole purport. Prabhupada used to say this present day so-called kings or politicians, they won't leave the throne. Either they are shot dead or they die themselves. They won't leave the throne. So much attachment is there. This material attachment. When they are shot dead or they die, horrible death, then life is miserable. They don't understand. They don't know because they're so much lost in the material world that they have to pay the big toll for this, their sense enjoyment or material attachment. They don't understand. But Mahabhagavad is explaining us, Prabhupada is explaining. One word used here is very significant. Avichalendriya, which means that he was not disturbed by the agitation of the senses. Nor was his sensory power diminished. Although in years, he was a very old man. See, this is very important. We immediately get agitated. We get disturbed by the senses. You know, when Arjuna was cursed to go to the, when he was in heaven with his father Indra, so he was cursed by one heavenly damsels. What was his name? Urvashi. And because she had a relation with Pururabha, ancestor of Indra. And she approached because Arjuna is very beautiful, very attractive. And this heavenly planet means only sun's enjoyment. Women are beautiful, long life. And then they wanted to enjoy the senses. Actually, in the heavenly planet, one cannot perform devotional service. Because sense of enjoyment is so much there, nobody thinks of performing devotional service. It's mentioned in the Ramayana that Bade Bhagyama Anushatanu Pava Surudur Lav Sab Granthane Gava. After what you call great fortune, one has attained this human form, which is rare to the demigod, Sur. Surudurlabh. Demigods cannot have this human body. Because in the demigod body, they can perform the devotional service. They can enjoy the senses. So, Arjuna was there. He's a devotee. By Krishna's arrangement, he's sent to the heaven. And Urvashi approach for enjoyment. And Arjuna knew this, that you were with my ancestor, Pururava. And you are worshipable. You are just like mother for me. And she said, no. We heavenly girls can enjoy with anyone. He said, no, I'm sorry. This is a devotee. Devotee is not after sense enjoyment. He is not agitated by his senses. This is the point I'm trying to make. And he refused. And then she cursed. She said, you are eunuch. Proper. You are a eunuch. I curse you to become eunuch. And she has a power also. Heavenly girl. And he became. So then that was also useful because for 1 year this Pandava has to be incognito. Nobody should know. So he was a eunuch and for 1 year he was like that. So devotee doesn't go for sense gratification. Doesn't matter whether he is in heaven, Arjuna, why he is so close as shade of Krishna? Because he's free from sense enjoyment. A beautiful woman approaching, he's refusing. No. Because there are some etiquettes. One must observe the etiquettes. See, you are worshipable because you are with my ancestors. So, this is what Prabhupada is mentioning here. And devotee is not agitated. Since he ruled over the world for 36,000 years, naturally, one may conclude that he became very, very old. But factually, his senses were very young. He was looking old, but he was very young. And yet, he was not interested in sense gratification. In other words, he remained self-controlled. He performed his duties perfectly according to the materialistic way. That is the way of behavior of great devotees. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was the son of a very rich man. Although he had no interest in enjoying material happiness, when he was entrusted with doing something in managing the state, he did it perfectly. Srila Gaur Sundra advised him, from within, keep yourself and your mind completely aloof, but externally execute the material duties just as they need to be done. This transcendental position can be achieved by devotees only, as described in the Bhagavad Gita. You know, when this happened with Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, that he was not able to attain the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. And then he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda in Panihati. Lord Nityananda put his lotus foot on his head. So he was blessed. Lord Nityananda called him a thief to Raghunath Das Goswami. Why he called him a thief? Because Lord Gauranga is the property of Lord Nityananda. So you thief, without my permission, you are going to my property? So he said, I punish you. With folded hand, a Mahabhagavad Vaishnava stood up. He said, what is punishment for me? You serve Dadi Chavda to my all the followers. And Raghunath had a very big festival he was. So when Lord Nityananda blessed him, he got the shelter of Gaur Hari. When he got the shelter of Gaur Hari also said, soon you will attain the shelter of Krishna. Gaur Hari is Krishna himself. And you just, as it is mentioned here, very carefully you with the, what you call, detachment. You enjoy this material opulence, and when time will come, Krishna will help you. And he did that on the order of Gaurasundar. And when the opportune moment came, he left his home. I heard once explanation from the lotus mouth of Srila Prabhupada about Raghunath Das Goswami. He was the only son of his father and his uncle, Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar. And he was the only son. And they were, you can say, billionaire at present. Billionaire, so rich, just like a king. But he has no interest in sense enjoyment. So once, the mother of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was speaking to her husband, "Oh, I have only one son," Prabhupada is explaining. "Oh, if you will go to become devotee, what I am going to do? Why don't you shackle him? Put shackle around his legs so that he always running towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that he can run." So then Prabhupada is explaining what are Prabhupada says has great effect. Prabhupada is saying, "You foolish woman, you don't understand. I have shackled him. I have married him with such a beautiful girl. And he doesn't look even at her." Yes, no. And he was married to a just like a, what you call, heavenly girl. Heavenly damsels. He has no interest. Why? He is a pure devotee. Why my attraction is there for sense enjoyment? Because I haven't made any advancement on this path of devotion. Whenever I will make some advancement, then this attraction will be finished. And which is the very, very, what you call, dangerous for me. Very dangerous, this attraction. If it's not finished while soul is in this body, this attraction is going to take me to hell. But hell is like a bell. Hell is not good. You know the bell, water bell, when one is in the hell, he cannot get out of this dark well actually. Very, very dangerous. Very, very painful for the soul. This transcendental position can be achieved by devotees only as described in the Bhagavad Gita, while others such as yogis try to control their senses by force. Devotees, even though possessing full sensory power, do not use them because they engage in higher transcendental activities. The devotees have full sensory power. They don't use because they are engaged in higher transcendental activities. So we have to engage in higher transcendental activities. Sabaipum so paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshajay ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated, uninterrupted. No motivation, no interruption. Only for the pleasure of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Radharani, Gaur Hari, Panchatattva, I should serve them. And if I will try to be selfless, without any motive, then they will bless me. Because any motive is nonsense. Any desire is nonsense. All the material desire means another material body. Another material body is not good. This material body I have experienced is so filthy, so full of problems, difficulty, birth, death, old age, disease, janma mrityu jaravyadi dukdoshanu darshanam. Lord is saying, see, birth, death, old age, disease, they are very, very troublesome for the soul. You just become the devotee. Ahaituki apratihata. With causeless devotional service, without any cause, I don't want anything other than the service to the Lord. So, best service is book distribution. Harinam. This movement was started with the Harinam. Prabhupada gave us this Harinam. Book distribution. Preaching. Keep ourselves busy all the time. And this way, we will make progress on this path of devotion. And then there will be emotion. Emotion will arouse in our heart. And there will be no commotion. And there will be promotion to the spiritual world. We will go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much for listening. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments? I think more or less everybody agreed with me. No question, no comments. Yes. What's your good name?
Walter.
Walter.
See if I can formulate this. A man should keep his word, right? So if you have obligations, like
you
to
listen, then explain.
He says a man should keep his word.
So, I agree with you, Mr. Walter. Very important. If somebody give a what you call some word to anyone, you must fulfill that.
So if I owe money for loans, like I own a car, I have school loans, I have clients,
yeah,
you know, people that that depend on me to help them, I can't just, you know, just stop all of that. I have to somehow work my way through it so I can get to a place where I can be free.
The way I understood your question, actually, for higher cause sometime you can give up this. I understand your emotions are good. But for higher cause, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24. He gave up his wife. She was only 16 years old. Mother was elderly. Father was no more. He has gone back home, back to Godhead. But he gave up everything to teach us. Lord Chaitanya taught us the science of renunciation. Obligations are okay. As long as you are in the material world, you must fulfill your obligations. But if you want to come to the spiritual world, then it's okay. You can give up material obligations. Because your real obligation is that you become Krishna conscious. You return back home, back to Godhead. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us Vairagya Vidya, the science of renunciation. Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga, Shikshartha Keka, Purusha Purana, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Badar Yastam Hamparpadde. He taught us the science of renunciation. If I stay attached with anything, it's a horrible for me. Is it clear to you, Mr. Walter? Thank you for your understanding. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Ram Ram,
Ram, Ram.
Hare Hare, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. All the devotees, thank you. Hare Krishna. Take your harmony.